Cool. You're out in the transport parking lot. We should be live here in a second. We might already be live. We got somebody in the live chat. Yep, that's right. Auto Transport Intel's live 4 times a week. Here comes the splash. Here we go. Hey guys, Jay at Auto Transport Intel. It is Friday. It is noon. It is Central Time. That means it's time for Cars on the Move. And I'm going to jump right into it, but I do want you to please say hello in the live chat. We got David at Two Bears Transportation here. Thank you so much, David. Is here and loading rental cars to take back to the last hurricane hotspot. All right, David, thanks for tuning in, saying hello. Do remember, please help us out. Please share the link. Now, David, you're busy in the transport parking lot, but if you're sitting at a desk like I am, or maybe you're sitting at the port waiting on a dock receipt, something like that, go ahead and hit that share button, hit that copy button. You can copy the YouTube link, send it to a friend, let them know, listen, this guy's live right now. They're going to talk business on Auto Transport Intel. Please do leave a like while you're doing that. And if you're watching on demand, comment below. Let's go to Ty. Hey, Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
Yeah. You see and hear me?
Yeah, I see you. I hear you. So is it brisk? How's the weather, man?
It's pretty good, actually. A little windy. I
think
it's going to probably get to 70 today. Should be awesome.
Yeah, it is.
It should be a car hauler. It's not raining.
Could this be one of our last nice weekends, do you think? I know.
That's what they've been saying.
Yeah. So get out this way. Hey, if you're watching, get out this weekend, right? Don't just work. Get out there and enjoy the weather if you can, right?
Yeah, get out and enjoy the weather. But the reality of it is, and this is kind of what I wanted to talk about today. Car haulers, obviously we work outside and we deal with the elements. So if you don't like outside and you don't like the elements, being a car hauler could be a problem, right? The other thing I wanted to really talk about today was on Cars on the Move, we always talk about cars. Where do you find cars? How do you get cars? Blah, blah, cars. Been thinking about Move, Cars on the Move. Move, what is Move, right? Jay's got a picture. I'll have him put it up. Got it handy there. Where'd that go?
Yeah, okay. So yeah, I'm gonna share this. We got a definition. We have the definition of the word move. All right, so you can see it there. To go in a specified direction or manner, change position, make progress, develop in a particular manner or direction. So we have direction and progress, Ty.
Direction and progress. Direction and progress. I was thinking about car dealers, right? What do I know about car dealers? Because if I'm a car hauler, who's my customer? It's a car dealer. What do car dealers do? They're always moving. Always. So if you're in this business and maybe you don't want to have your own customers, maybe you just want to have a load board and a dispatcher, and you don't understand why people are always calling you, yelling, where are my cars, where are my cars, and that bothers you, you may not fully understand this business and the concept of move, right? So let's talk about car dealers for a second. What do we know about them? They sell cars. That's what their job is. That's how they make money. They sell cars. So if they're going to go sell cars, go watch how they sell cars. It's a constant. They're always pushing. They're always going. They're always making more and more and more. So if you're wanting to be a car hauler and you think, it really doesn't matter, I'll just get there when I get there, it's probably not going to serve you well in this business. You're probably going to be pretty upset most of the time. Sorry about that. I almost got ran over.
That's all right. I was coughing all over the keyboard. I had COVID for a second there. I don't know what's going on.
Are you okay, Jack?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Mic check.
Oh, good. All right. You had me worried for a minute. So that's kind of what I wanted to just touch upon real quick. This business, there's nothing easy about it. Another thing I wanted to talk about was if you're a fleet and you've got, say, more than 5 or so trucks and you've been doing a lot of new car stuff, and it slowed down, if the new car stuff slowed down for you and you're trying to figure out what am I doing, it might be good to start talking to car dealers. Ooh. Start looking into used car stuff.
Yeah, right? Man. That's right. That, you know, that's one of the things, I'm glad you said that, and that is that, no joke, what's happening is, so Ty and I keep having more and more meetings with folks that we've met through LinkedIn and other folks and networking. And we just had a meeting this morning, again, where really it's about, okay, we need to get the cars moved. What is the problem? What's the holdup? Now, I'm inclined to talk price, right? That's what I actually didn't, I didn't say that in the meeting this morning, because, you know, it's kind of like lobbing a Molotov cocktail into a room by telling people that they're not paying enough.
Right.
But I do believe, because we know this from Dispatching Live, why is stuff still sitting on the load board? Because it's not paying enough.
There'd be a number of reasons, but we'll start with price.
It's not paying enough. Right? And I know I got the bells and the buzzers. But the thing is, this is how I make my point. It the carrier is focused on one thing. It's the price.
Which, you know, I understand. And that's why you and I always do such a good job on this show, is because we both bring different perspectives. Right? My problem that I have is the price may not be the actual issue. It may be that the carrier hasn't developed a lane and doesn't own his own business. Well, and he's trying to own a business off of a load board. And a load board is nothing more than, here, I can't figure out where it goes or how to get it moved. Just throw it on the load board. That'll fix it.
And it's funny you say that, because here's what I wanted to ask in that meeting, because those guys have a load board. I wanted to say, how many loads don't make it to the load board that you just move with your within your group? I wanted to actually know that, because it's not, they don't post everything. Nobody does.
I'm not sure. You have to be careful with that too, because there's probably a lot to that that I can't talk about.
You know, and you got a phone call coming in there. And tell Aunt Martha I said hello. And, you know.
We're good. I'm back.
You know, the thing is that, and I don't want to get into their business, but I do want to know, what do we got here? We got a scratcher? Oh, Swisher Sweets? Uh-oh. There's only one reason people smoke Swisher Sweets, and it ain't because they're sweet.
I'm the trash guy, right? In the transport parking lot picking trash up.
Somebody's rolling a blunt after loading.
Yeah,
the FMCSA Clearinghouse is going to want to know why you have a Swisher.
Hair follicles. Right?
Oh, man. Where are we? Colorado?
Oh, we're in Kansas City.
Oh, we're in Kansas City. Oh, okay. Hey, let's talk about...
I walk this by a high mount, okay? This is a high mount,
oh, yeah.
Jay.
You got a high mount.
It's
high mount. Yeah, show me, man. Show me. Let's talk.
It's a high mount because you don't put cars on top. Put them on the trailer. See that?
Tell me more.
I'm out.
Now, is this one? Hey, is this one?
Second car.
Can you load? Can you load this one from the? What am I trying to get at? Some trailers, you don't have to walk around.
Oh, this one no. This one doesn't drop down. This one you got to drive up.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call that when they drop down? Is that a drop deck?
Quick
loader. That's what a quick.
Collapsible, maybe.
Gotcha.
Collapse. Here comes another high mount. Hang on. Woo-hoo.
Seems like it's busy today again.
It's really busy. There's three in the other parking lot plus these three out here. One guy just pulled out. So.
I'd love to know, because we were talking about dispersion of loads in our meeting this morning. How are carriers, on average, seeing less vehicles as a cluster at the auction, right? This leads into, hey, let's do it. Let's go into our
segue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put
perfect
it up
segue.
There.
Let's talk about Manheim. You want to?
Yep.
Tell me when you've not wanted to talk about Mannheim. Name a time.
Every week.
Mannheim.
Friday, I never want to talk about him, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because until today, what you're about to show everybody,
yeah,
I've really been a little upset.
Yeah.
So I just try to keep my mouth shut the best I can.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. All right, so listen. Mannheim is going to pilot cars running through the lanes at two locations. Okay, so get this. Newsflash, everybody. Mannheim, are you listening? You come in close. Let me put everything up, everything on this, put all the assets on the screen. Mannheim is planning on running cars through auction lanes to sell them.
Hey, Shay. Every time I turn around, Shay, we met Shay the other day in the rain out
hey,
in the other
up, Shay?
Transport parking lot.
Shay, freezing rain.
That was cold, wasn't it?
Yes, it
you
was.
Got loaded and got out of there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What are you doing today?
Picking up something, Jerry.
Okay, good.
Jerry and Phil both.
Phil and Jerry, JT's and D&H.
Yes, sir.
It's good. So see, what happens in the transport business, we all help each other. Especially if you have a lane, right? So Shay, Auto Fast, is buddies with Jerry, JT's, and Phil. Remember we had Phil on in the cafeteria the other day?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So this is what we do. We all help each other because you need cars and you're going that way, and they need cars that they can't move. So we help each other out, right?
Works best when it goes that way.
That's good. Everybody you're owner operator now, right?
I'm owner operator.
Yeah, and you like it.
No. No.
Why don't you like owner-operator?
The only thing I like better about it is I have the freedom to say where I'm going and when I'm going.
That's As a company driver, you don't have that choice?
No, I just don't like dealing with the IRS. I'd rather have somebody else be taking my taxes out instead of me dealing with them.
That's a pain.
Yes, it is.
It's a big pain. Hi.
You know from experience yourself.
That's good stuff. Yeah, you don't like that tax bill, do you?
No.
You doing quarterlies?
I just hand it all to my accountant and just let him handle it.
Yeah. Tax.
He calls me and says, I need this amount of money. And I say, okay. Right. You take an IOU.
Well, we'll see you in a little while. If you need some help on cars, let me know.
I just got to grab one. Wait for him to get paid.
All right. Good to see you. Yep. That was Shay.
Cool, man. That's great. Great, man. I love that. I love when you run into folks and talk to them. It's awesome. I want to say this. Okay, newsflash, Mannheim, and I'm not making this up, Ty. I know it seems like something I'd probably just make up again, right? But Mannheim, I know, Mannheim's actually talking about running cars through lanes. Like, oh, that there's a lane right there. Hey,
like
Ty, what if, here's a crazy idea, Ty.
Yeah.
What if we have cars run through those lanes? You got the lane right there.
Yeah, you do.
We could run cars through lanes, Ty.
I don't know why you would do that, Jay.
And a lot of people think like you do. Like, why would you run cars through lanes? But I'm saying this. You already have a lane. You could run cars through them. And people could show up. I know. People could show up and see the car, feel the car, smell the car, and buy the car. It's the craziest idea.
I don't know, man.
And it is such a crazy idea that it's in the newspapers now. Mannheim is going to start running cars through lanes. Now, only at two locations. I know, I got you excited. It's just two locations. All right, only two. All right, not all 50 or whatever.
It was Nashville, and which was
so
the other
one? We got Nashville, and let's go to the next slide, please. Mannheim, Nashville, Mannheim, Daytona Beach. I mean, you know, because everybody's already running around on the beach anyways.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I saw it, if I sent it to you, or if it was on your show. I can't remember what or where or what, but I thought I saw Desla came out with an article, said they're not planning on running any cars. Did you see that one anywhere?
Well, and I want to say this. After the company became more confident with its phased-in reopening approach and in response to client requests, Ty, it sounds like people want this.
Well, you know, the thing is you see me always out in the transport parking lot, and I'm always talking about the independent auction. The reason I keep talking about independent auctions is because independent auctions are open and dealers are needing cars, and they go to the auction that has cars and they're open and they're driving them through the lanes. And I understand that it sounds like a lot of times I'm bagging on other auctions, and I'm not. I'm just saying there is value in using the facility that you've already got and drawing a crowd. And, you know, the more people that are looking at that one car bidding on it, usually the higher the price goes. So not only just that, okay, that in and of itself is here's an auction and here's what an auction does. We got it. The thing that is, I think, overlooked is how incredible the auction is and what goes on the peripheral, the outside of the auction. So the auction, in my opinion, has always generated incredible opportunities for everybody from the front end to the back end. So, you know, Jay and I are always talking about the front and the back. And we're always talking about I'm in the back because that's where it's dirty and that's where life really happens. And what I'm saying is you look at the carpooler industry, you look at the transport industry, you look at the damaged people industry, you look at all the things.
Hey, guys, Ty, transport guy.
Show them that.
Yeah, right. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you were just making, I know, right? Like, you were saying, you are saying it right now. This is, it's interesting how life can throw curves, but you can never run to the other side of the room to balance the tilt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, it would be easy for me to really start saying some things that probably aren't true.
Well, that's why I took the lead and went super crazy. You know, because I said this to you, right? And I'm going to say it live. I got a great idea. How about if Jiffy Lube, stay with me, Jiffy Lube starts doing oil changes? I know, it's crazy. And it's a weird idea, but Jiffy Lube could do oil changes because they already have kind of these rooms that you can drive into and drive out of. And in these rooms, there's this caved out underneath where a guy could work. And they've got these equipments. I sound like Borat. This is Borat, dude. They've got these equipments where they can do the oil changes.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in the Honda. See, this is why I like auctions.
Well, you can do that online, right? Oh, no, you can't. Oh. And that's the thing. Some cars you need to sit in or smell, or hear, or see. Cognosis.
Ooh, look at the steering wheel on this thing. This is nice.
Yeah, the thing is
nice. I like
this
little car. Yeah. Anyway, that's, you know, again, I'm not here. I don't know anybody's business model. I'm not going to try to pretend I do. I don't know, you know, what the margins are, how much it costs to run cars through versus not run cars through.
Right.
Matter of fact, yesterday I was told, hey guys,
I could be way off. Exactly. I could be way off base. But
well, that's where we need to be careful. We don't know. Well, I don't know. But I do know this. I do know.
Yes.
I do know when there are cars that go through the lane, dealers show up. I talk to them. I'm like, hey, how do you like this? I love it. How do you like not going to the auction? I hate it. Okay. What do? Well, I go to auctions that are open, and I go to all my dealers. I try to find any car I can, anywhere I can, all the time. That's all I do. So,
well, and
the question I've got, and this is where it gets tricky.
Yes.
Because could maybe say Odessa, maybe Anaheim, could they maybe have waited a little too long to decide maybe we should go back to doing auction business the way we do auction business. Remember the analogy I used, I think it was last week. I said, there's probably 200 guys that bought three cars today, yesterday, right? That'd be 600 cars. So if you don't care about those guys, I mean, those are the cars that somebody has to literally physically look at. So I was here, I've been here all week at this auction, just doing my homework. So the sale is Thursday. Typically, you can come the day before the sale and you walk what I'm doing. You see what I'm doing? I'm in the auction parking lot. These are where the cars are staged for the sale. And on the day before the sale and the day of the sale, car dealers come through here and they look for cars. And they probably need to touch them and probably need to start them, right? So that's a lot of cars that I'm just not sure you just buy online.
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, see, there's, and that's a good example. And that's the thing is that I am not going to tell anybody how to run their business. But there, this is something that I'm just going to point this out. I'm going to be the guy that points this out. Is that it went from... See, you're gonna want to know that. Yes, car smells like butt. Right? It's got an asterisk and it's red. Okay, we're good. Okay. So, but here's the thing is, at some point, the message went from there's COVID to we don't want to go back to the way things were before. How did that message, what happened? What was going on there? There was no explanation.
Well, that's another thing.
Right?
You know, I told you this story. I'm still mad. The Odessa, Kansas City, I've gone there for 20 years. I know everybody there. Right.
Yeah.
Remember Lucky?
Lucky. Yeah, the video. Make great money car hauling. How hard can it be? Yeah, Lucky.
Yeah, Lucky. So, Lucky's driver's okay. Lucky's good. I talked to him. They're excited, and we're gonna try to help them. You know, find some new customers and start building that lane. So in the course of Lucky's problems, I said, hey, just give me the keys. I know you can't check them in. I'll come back Monday. I'm up here already. I'll check them in for you, okay? Yeah. So I come back Monday, grab the truck, check them in. I didn't see anybody around. The paperwork's on the dash, which is what I thought you do. You leave the paperwork on the dash when you check your car in. And so I left, and I sent Lucky a text, hey, got them checked in. Thanks, buddy. No problem. Next day, hey, did you get the BOL signed? Like, no, I didn't even know what the BOL was. It was paper. And yeah, you're supposed to get that signed. Like, I thought you just leave it in there. No, you got to get it signed. Okay. Email it to me. I'll go print it out. I'll go to the auction. I'll get them to sign it. Okay. Thanks. Okay. This is an auction I've gone to for 20 years. You got to park in the transport parking lot, walk 20 miles uphill. You finally get there. You can't go in that door. And you can't go in that door either. And it says employees only. So there's nobody around, right? I'm like, well, what do you do? So I go in the door that says employees only. Hey, is there anybody? Oh, God, you can't be in here. Oh, my God. Ah! Like that, right? I'm not kidding you. And then they go in there and there's nobody. I mean, they're all just lost their mind. I'm like, no, it's just me, Ty. You don't have a mask on. Oh, my God. We can't sign your paper. Wrong, call the cops. I mean, just nuts. Fucking nuts. Lost their mind. Finally get to somebody I know. This takes 15 minutes. I think the police are going to come and throw me out just to get a couple pieces of paper signed. Finally, and I'm being nice, by the way. I mean, really nice. I'm not even being mean. And I can be mean, right? I'm good at being mean. Being totally nice. Finally, somebody that I know, give me the papers. I'll sign. Okay, well, no problem. It's going to take a minute. Takes the papers, walks off, comes back. Hey, did you go in that other building over there? Yeah? You can't go in there. It's employees only. Yeah, I know. I thought they were going to call the cops and shoot me at the same time because I didn't have a mask on and I went in the door that says you can't go in. Well, you can't go in there. Okay, I'm sorry. You want me to go back in and say I'm sorry and come back out? I mean, what do you want me to do here to make this better? I'm sorry. I just needed to get the papers signed because it's 2020. You dispatch the cars without paper and you want me to check them in with paper. And you can't find anybody. And so I'm like still smiling, still keeping my cool. I look her in the eye and I say, you guys have really changed around here, haven't you? Now watch this. Yes, we have. That was the reply. That was a real story. That really happened at a place I've gone to forever. I can't tell you how many favors I've done for those people, dragging their cars in, dragging them back for free because they dispatched it wrong. Can't tell you how many times I got my ass ate out because the stupid repo guy wouldn't give me the car. And then I took the heat on that. And this is the kind of treatment you guys give to your carriers? Really? I get a little excited.
I'll tell you what, I loved it. And here's the thing is, Ty, you just told a brief, it's not a story, it was an event. This event happened, you shared it live, and we read this on social media all the time. It's carrier after carrier, it's auction after auction, or dealerships where you gotta park in the middle of the road and dudes get hit, or they fall off, or a car tries to pipe ramp their truck. It's insane. Meanwhile, when you go to get the load online, we see this on Dispatching Live. That's why I like about this combination. On Cars on the Move, we get to see the back lot. And on Dispatching Live, we see the front area where they're like, what? 29 cents a mile is great. You know, you're going to eat tonight. What are you talking about? Eat tonight. I got to walk 2 miles and get yelled at just to get a signature.
That's the other thing. I mean, I've kind of been out of it, so I understand I could be just piping out my mouth, you know, blowing like I do. But well, seriously, how can you dispatch a car through some kind of technology? It's picked up. It's delivered. It's
pizza. Uh-oh, we got wind.
How can you pick up a car with technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Deliver it, but when you deliver it, you have to have paper.
I'm with you 100%. And this actually gets into, you got to write damages on the gate pass.
You've got the apps that you take 30 pictures.
And we're in the middle of this. This is where paper and digital, we're still in the transition. But during transition, we need flexibility to get through it together. And when you showed up at that auction and there was no flexibility or recognition of all the things you've done to help out in the past, yeah. That's when you hit the buzzer and you say, F this and F you too. And what happened was somebody already, the F's already went around before you even got there.
Well, yeah. There's plenty of problems. And again, I'm just telling real life story what really happened, okay?
Yeah.
I'm one dude, and I know, we've talked to these guys. We're just telling you, you do not make it easy, okay? You don't.
And so when people help out at America's Auto Auction, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you don't want to run cars. You do want to run cars. You want us to come and get them. You want us to use your app. You don't want us to use your app. We can get in. We can't get in. I don't know. Can I get on the app? I mean, how many stories are there out there now where guys are like, yeah, I went to go load up on the app because that's what you have to do business with them, but they won't let me in.
Okay, so I'm hitting the pause button. We covered it. It sucks, and we're going to move on. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, so move. It's time to move.
It's time to progress in a direction.
We're going to progress. So what's the solution?
Here's what we're going to do. Well, I don't know. That, oh my goodness. Looking for that solution is tough. Here's what I want to say, though, Ty, because we're at 12:30 and we want to let our friends go and enjoy the, but there it is. Move to go in a specified direction or manner, change position, make progress. We're going to do that right now. We're going to talk about Tuesday night, and then we're going to let our friends go, okay?
Tuesday night, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Dealer vendor match is the show. What we're going to do is we're going to talk to Paul Meyer. I asked him how he pronounces his last name. It's Meyer. Paul Meyer, a dealer vendor match. What Paul does is he put together dealer vendor match. We're going to learn more about this. There's Paul. Okay. And there's Ed. And we're going to learn what dealer vendor match is, because what do you love to talk about, Ty?
Dealers, auctions, right. Carriers, relationships.
That's right. And that's what we're going to talk about Tuesday night when we talk about dealer vendor match. We're going to meet Paul. We're going to meet Ed, because Ed is doing something cool. Ed has a mobile fixed ops. He's going to say it better than I do, but he's got a mobile van service where rather than you having to drive your car to the service department, get COVID and freak out and take time, he comes to you. He's been buying vans. It's really interesting. He had launched, I don't know, a couple vans. He's in the Florida area right before COVID. He was already doing it before COVID. Well, COVID has expanded his business. And so we're going to meet, it's really Ed Roberts of Bozard. I think it's Bozard Lincoln Ford in Florida.
Oh.
And why am I hooked on this? Because I'm hooked on what? Home delivery. I won't let it go. And I know it sucks. But it sure is better than getting yelled at for 2 hours for not having an app or a piece of paper or whatever, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, you're going to start seeing these single units, right? It could go either way, really. But Jay's been saying it for a long time. I haven't been saying it, but I have acknowledged Jay has a good point. If this technology keeps pushing the way it's pushing, and Jay's right too, we just had a meeting. What if we don't have to go to the repo guy anymore? We might all be happy about it, but then what? So my point is, and Jay's point is as we progress, keep an eye on things, especially auctions. Auctions are where guys like me appreciate and want to be, because we have one pick and we can usually get a bunch of cars going one direction. That's the goal for anybody, right? Even if you got a one car, it's good to pick up one car at one place and only drop it at one place. Makes sense, doesn't it? So the bigger you go, I got the 9-car haulers and I got a fleet of them. I don't want to run my 9-car hauler and my driver all over the who knows where to go maybe get 9 cars. And I have to load them and unload them 17 times to maybe get guys must be having a rough week.
And you're right. And you know who you just made me think of? We're going to go in a minute. You know who's killing it? And it's not by being behind the wheel of the truck. Trevor at Wet Chrome Logistics. Is he growing business by driving or by making relationships?
Making relationships. Man, you got to make the relationships.
The guy works hard.
Yeah.
Everybody works hard, man. And that's in the thing, too. I know. Some people are like, Jay, I wish Jay would just shut up already. I know. Believe me, I'm aware. And it doesn't excite me either that it's going to be one car spread all over Tarnation instead of 9 at the auction. I don't like it either. But we can't stop it, so we certainly need to talk about it. Because if Jiffy Lube just got the idea to start doing oil changes, holy mackerel.
Well, that's where it's going to go. So this goes back to what I always tell everybody all the time. If you want to own your business and you're a car hauler, if you already have a fleet, let's say you already got a fleet of 20, how many car dealers are you talking to? They're going to tell you what is happening. They're going to tell you how they're buying cars, where they're buying cars. They're going to tell you how easy it is and how hard it is. And they're going to tell you, I can't get anybody to get my cars. But Jay and I don't honestly have the answer. What Jay and I are trying to do, or at least I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to say, if you are in the transport business and you own a truck and trailer, at least one, you're going to find out a lot more information talking to the dealer in your neighborhood than you are running around.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you what. When I went to a dealership nearby, because you said I followed your advice, and I went in there, and you know what I learned in a span of about 5 minutes? He doesn't go to the auction near as much as he used to, and he was buying cars while I'm talking to him on ACV.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa.
All I know, and I'm sure of this, all right, I can sit here and complain and cry and bitch and be angry and be happy too, which, by the way, I'm actually a happy guy. I'm going to tell you, the best way for you to figure out what's going on in your business is for you to talk to the dealer in your neighborhood. And two, show up for the Tuesday night show, because I've watched this Paul guy. His little dealer vendor match thing really might be a good way for you to go.
It's a pretty good idea. It is. It's really interesting.
If you don't like talking to people.
And even if you don't have to sign up for anything. We just want to give you ideas because we know what it's like. Day after day, you're in the grind, and after a while, you're like, I got to do something different. I got to follow the move definition. I need to progress in a direction and make some changes. That's what Cars on the Move is all about, man.
Yeah, it is. That was a
good
show.
And it was your idea. Ty created Cars on the Move, ladies and gentlemen. Good job, Ty.
Thanks, man. That was good.
That was a good one.
Well, everybody, if you need me, call me. This last roundtable was really good too, Jay.
Yeah, there was some good.
And also, your Tuesday night, don't forget to plug Jack Cooper.
Yes.
You guys need a car hauling job, talk to Jack Cooper.
417-483-2764. Need something? Give Ty a call. Ty, man, have a great weekend, buddy.
It's Jay.
Thanks, dude.
See ya.
Later. Okay, I let him go. It's official. It's the weekend. I know it's not. It's 12:30 Central Time. I'm sure there's plenty of work left to do. And then tomorrow, Saturday, lots of people are working. Because, you know, in fact, the fact is, I say it's the weekend. I'm doing stuff, too. I still have video editing that I've got to work on. I've got videos I got to get posted. I've got people I got to talk to. I got some meetings set up. So we all have things we got to do. It's not the weekend yet. But it looks like it's going to be decent weather in most places. So hopefully you can enjoy a little bit of the time. Maybe get some family time. That'd be cool. Get some family time. Sit out in the sunshine. Get some lemonade. Maybe some barbecue. Whatever you're into. But, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you guys for saying hello in the live chat. Michael Culler, Constantine, Fritz, David, thank you guys so much for saying hello and participating in the channel. Got a great show Tuesday night. It's always a busy week here at Auto Transport Intel, so thanks so much for everything you do. I'm letting you go. Peace out. Take care. Stay safe. I'll see you soon.